Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Now, here is Dr. J. Otis Yoder with Hope for Today. Hello, friend. Before we listen to Dr. Yoder's message for today, I want you to know that what you will hear will be the first part of the message entitled Christ is Alive. I'm telling you this so that when we get to the end of today's program, you don't think the program was cut short. Because of time limitations, we can only air part of the message today. But we'll be back with the second part next week. So you be sure to listen both now and next week at this same time to hear the entire message. Now, here's Dr. Yoder.
Right from the beginning, the skeptics ridiculed the fact of the resurrection of Christ. I use the designation Christ because it is the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew word Messiah, meaning the Anointed One. He had a special mission when he came. By the term Messiah, I assume that Jesus of Nazareth was he whom God anointed to become the perfect atoning sacrifice. The sacrifice for the sins of all men, women, boys, and girls throughout human history and around the world. Knowledge of him and belief in him releases his sacrifice to do its work in everyone who believes. To the serpent in Eden, God made the prediction and promise that the seed of the woman will crush the head of the serpent. Undoubtedly, that referred to the only begotten Son of God, born of the Virgin Mary. He is the seed of the woman. But now his resurrection, as I said, has been ridiculed for century after century. It began immediately following the event, first by the lie that the disciple stole his body. Those Pharisees could not deny his death. They knew he had died. They knew, too, that he was buried. They knew which tomb contained his body. They prevailed on Pilate to seal the tomb with his Roman government seal and to set a guard of soldiers to prevent Jesus' followers from stealing the body. Yet afterward, they bribed those soldiers to lie and tell the public that the disciple stole the body while they slept, an offense punishable by death. How much it cost them to buy off the soldiers and the Roman government, we're not told. But you know, the unscrupulous person stops at nothing, absolutely nothing. I affirm that Christianity rises or falls on the ground of the resurrection of Christ. In my message this time, I aim to show you how convincingly Paul sets the stage that we can emphatically say, Christ is alive. Now turn to your Bible and open it to 1 Corinthians 15, 1-11, for my message, Christ is alive, and here is the Word of God. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12, and after that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. From these verses, I can form several undeniable propositions which we must affirm if we are to reap the benefits of the death of Christ. The first proposition is, the resurrection is the foundation of the gospel. Notice how Paul said it when he began the chapter. His message was well known. They received it gladly. He preached it. He said it is what he had received. In other words, he did not think up the idea, but it was given to him. Probably given to him almost immediately when he was saved on that Damascus road, or further developed when he spent his time in Arabia, as he mentions it. And it saved these Corinthians, if they received it properly, if they received it basically. Then it saved them. He said, unless it was superficially received. He preached to the Jews in Antioch. Listen, as I read several verses from Acts 13:26-35. Paul is speaking, and this is what he says. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. For they that dwell at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired they Pilate that he should be slain. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulchre. But God raised him from the dead. And he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God hath fulfilled the same unto us their children, in that he has raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. And as concerning that he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, he said on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David. Therefore he saith also in another psalm, Thou shalt not suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Oh, my friend, do you hear me? Paul preached the resurrection to the Jews in Antioch. He preached the resurrection to the Gentiles in Athens. Here's what he said to them. I'm reading now from Acts 17:29-31. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold, or silver, or stone, graven by art and man's device. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he has given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. Do you see it? Do you hear it? In this resurrection proposition is contained three basic elements, and Paul names them here. Here they are. He was crucified according to the Scriptures. He died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. This is an undeniable proposition. The resurrection is the foundation of the gospel. It is good to remind ourselves that our salvation was accomplished by these simple truths. At the same time, they are profound truths, for it took the wisdom and outstanding love of God to design and carry out the salvation plan. No ordinary human being was able to do what Christ did. To become man, to suffer and die as a man, and then to rise from the dead? His resurrection is proof that he lived a sinless life, and therefore he did not die for his own sin. He had none. Now, while these words about his death, burial, and resurrection are simple words, they are essential. The resurrection is a foundation of the gospel.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt right now, my friend, but we need to break in at this part of Dr. Yoder's message. We've only heard the first point of the outline, but let me assure you that we will be airing the remaining part of this message during our next visit together. Because we want you to have the full benefit of Dr. Yoder's teaching, We divided the program at a convenient point so we can pick it up again next week. So you be sure to be with us then for the remaining part of this message taken from the 15th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians. Friend, I'm sure you've been blessed by what you heard today. And you know, there are many people just like you in other parts of the world who are receiving blessing from the Hope for Today broadcasts. Let me encourage you by reading part of a letter from a listener in the country of India. Here's what he says. Thank you very much for your broadcast. I recorded your message on an empty cassette tape and have noted the points in my diary. I am greatly helped by your broadcasts, and I thank you so much for your ministry. The man who wrote that letter is doing evangelistic work among tribal peoples in the villages of India. Praise the Lord. And here's another letter, this one from a female listener in the country of Myanmar, formerly known as Burma. She says, I am a regular listener of Transworld Radio programs. Thank you for the book and the calendar. Heralds of Hope has strengthened me when I'm in despair. May God bless and guide the leadership of the ministry. She hears our broadcast aired by Transworld Radio from the island of Guam. My friend, the subject of today's program is so very important. Perhaps you have questions about what you heard, or maybe you don't understand what you heard today, because the Bible is an unfamiliar book to you. In either case, if you have questions, please write to us. We'll gladly respond to your questions, using God's Word, the Bible, as the basis for our answers. Now here's how you can contact us. You can write to us at Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or you can go to our website at www.heraldsofhope.org and you can send us your letter by email. We do look forward to hearing from you. And then there's something else that I want to make available to you before I go. If you are listening to me today and you do not have a Bible, please write and ask for a copy. For the past 28 years, Heralds of Hope has been giving a free English language Bible to those who write and request one. Now, friend, please remember, this offer only applies to you if you do not have a copy of the Bible. You see, our goal is to get God's Word into the hands of as many people as possible. So that's why we only give Bibles to those persons who do not have a Bible of their own. And so, if you do not have a Bible, then write to us today. Here's our mailing address again. It's Hope for Today, Post Office, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. That's Hope for Today, Post Office, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, and the postal code is 15533. Our web address is www.heraldsofhope.org. Use this contact information to send your request for a free English language copy of the Bible or to write with your questions about the Bible or living a life that's pleasing to God. Now, I invite you to join me next week, because we'll be back with part 2 of the message, Christ is Alive. Until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.